As you may have heard on news headlines this morning, two young children in Canada have apparently been killed by a snake which escaped from a pet shop. It's believed that the African rock python made its way through the ventilation system to a bedroom above the pet shop where the boys were sleeping. Eddie O'Brien, who's in charge of the reptile house at Dublin Zoo, joins me now on the line. Eddie, this is obviously a terrible, terrible tragedy for the family involved. But with your knowledge of snakes in general and pythons in particular, are you surprised at the nature of the attack?
Very surprised by it, yeah, because snakes normally are very slow movers, and they sort of wait for the prey to come upon them and then they sort of spring into action as such, you know, so it's very unusual.
So, in other words, a python is not the kind of reptile that would escape and, say, 5 minutes later attack somebody. There would be a considerable transition, shall we say.
There would indeed, and there'd be a lot of things involved as well, like temperature as well. Like, you know, pythons need a very warm area, so they need to have that with them as well. If it's a cold area, they won't strike of anything at all because they depend on the heat, you know. So there's a few factors like that as well needed.
And how big is an African rock python? I mean, how easy would it be for it to find its way, to work its way into a ventilation system and through that system to a bedroom upstairs?
When they're fully grown, they can actually up to 6 metres in length or 20 feet. So they are pretty big animals, so they are fairly large. So it really depends on size. And when they attack something, what they do is they have to coil around the prey. So they depend on that as well, because they're suffocating their prey.
And most of us assume when we hear snake, we think of venom. But in this instance, there was no venom involved. There was no snake bite as such, or there wouldn't be any snake bite.
No, basically what they'll do is they will strike and hold onto something and then coil around it. So a venomous snake would actually bite and inject the venom and then just back away and wait for their prey to die, and then they'll feed on it.
And does Dublin Zoo have a rock python, an African rock python, in its reptile house at the moment?
We don't at the moment. We have a relationship with who would be the Burmese python, which comes from India. So they were closely related to them, you know. So they're as big as the African rock python.
And when they are handled by keepers, presumably they are handled with great care.
Yeah, with great care. We have two people at all times going in with them for feeding. They're not fed all the time. They only get fed once a month, so they don't get fed every day. So there's two people there at all times, make sure that everything's safe.
And how you know, is it likely, is it unusual, would you think, that this python would have attacked two sleeping boys? Because obviously they weren't posing any threat to the python.
Exactly. Well, it's very unusual. I'd say if they would attack one prey, and what they do is, because they use so much energy to kill and to feed on, they wouldn't go for a second bit of prey, so they wouldn't bother with that at all. So that's very unusual that they would strike the two things.
Now, it is, well, anecdotally at least, known that a number of people in Ireland keep reptiles as pets. Do you think any of them would keep rock pythons?
There would be few people who would keep the rock python. They're not a very common snake to keep because they're not very. They are a little bit aggressive compared to the Burmese python, which is more common. So there's a few people have a few Burmese pythons, and then there's also smaller snakes as well, which people will keep, like corn snakes and stuff. They're not anyway dangerous at all. As I said, they're not venomous, so they're not lethal in any way. But they could attack small bits of prey, small mice to a rabbit. That is about it.
Eddie, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Eddie O'Brien, who is in charge of the reptile house at Dublin Zoo, talking there about that tragedy in Campbellton in New Brunswick. Two boys aged 5 and 7 sleeping over at their friend's apartment, and they have been strangled by a constrictor. The constrictor in this case, an African rock python.